With only days to go before the November election, Republicans and Democrats in Alaska have finally found something they agree on. Neither party is happy with the way the State Division of Elections is providing lists of write-in candidates at polling places. Today, the Alaska Democratic Party filed suit against the state to stop the practice, and the Republican Party of Alaska has joined the Dems in the complaint. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
This morning, Alaska Democratic Party attorney Tom Daniel filed suit against the State Division of Elections, naming Division Director Gail Finumiai as a defendant. He wants the judge to immediately halt election workers from providing a list of write-in candidates to voters.
Our position is that we just want a fair process in the election. The Alaska Department of Elections has a specific regulation that addresses how write-in votes are to be counted, and we believe the department is violating its own regulation.
In an unusual turn of events, the suit has been joined by the Republican Party of Alaska. In this unusual election year, U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski has launched a write-in campaign defying Republican Party primary results. Daniel says state regulations against electioneering prohibit information regarding a write-in candidate to be discussed, exhibited, or provided at the polling place. An incident in Homer prompted the lawsuit action, Daniel says.
We're very concerned about that, so we've asked for a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction. So we hope to be heard on that today.
But Gail Finumiai says the Division of Elections is acting within the law.
Based on advice received from the Department of Law, in order to be able to provide effective voter assistance in response to any anticipated voter questions about write-in candidates.
Finumiai says the lists of write-in candidates were to be kept by election workers and shown to voters only on request for help, including help in the spelling of a name. But in Homer last week, 17 ballots were cast in a voting booth that had the list of write-in candidates displayed. Finumiai says that was a mistake on the part of the election officials there.
That was done in contrary to instructions that were very explicit to poll workers, and that was not anything the Division of Elections instructed to be done.
The Homer incident drew the ire of Alaska Democratic Party Chair Patty Higgins.
So I think it's egregious. I think it's very questionable.
Finumiai says the state opposes the suit and state attorneys are reviewing it.
Because we believe our position is the correct position.
Attorney Daniel disagrees.
There's no authorization under Alaska law for poll workers to provide information about the write-in candidates inside the voting booth or near the voting booth.
Democratic Chair Higgins says the Division of Elections action opens a door to further abuses.
The law draws a bright line, and we need to respect that line. If they want to change the rules, they should change your regulations, but you have to conduct the election the way we've always done them, and you have to comply with the law.
Daniel says the division can provide information to voters on how to cast a write-in vote, but regulations prohibit election workers from providing the names of write-in candidates. Superior Court Judge Frank Fifner says he won't make a decision before Wednesday. Fifner wants briefs filed tomorrow. The case is not interrupting early voting throughout the state. I'm Ellen Lockyer.